The higher cost of living, housing, healthcare, and the need for infrastructure were issues that came up repeatedly at an all-candidates event for Langley Walnut Grove and Langley Willowbrook candidates on Thursday, September 27. With local BC Conservatives having announced they will not attend local debates, there were only three candidates for the event, so the host Greater Langley Chamber of Commerce decided to use a one-on-one interview-style format. Langley Willowbrook NDP candidate Andrew Mercier and BC Green candidate Patrina Arneson and Langley Walnut Grove NDP candidate Megan Dykeman each answered questions from Chamber CEO Corey Redekop for about 20 minutes. Mercier said the NDP has moved the dial on both health care and education in Langley, pointing to the under-construction hospital in Cloverdale, the 300-bed long-term care facility for Langley just announced, and new classrooms and schools being built. Asked by Redekop about SkyTrain and other major projects that are over budget, Mercier pointed to wider issues like inflation and supply chain disruptions of recent years. "There's also a real crunch for skilled labor," he said, pointing to NDP promises to double trades training apprenticeships. He was also asked about job creation and mentioned provincial funding to expand forestry-related businesses in Langley. "You wouldn't think of Langley as a forestry-dependent community," said Mercier, "but it affects the entire province." Arneson, a two-term former township councillor, urged attendees to consider the Greens. "For me, this is not a binary election," she said, emphasizing there was a choice other than the NDP and Conservatives. Asked about the provincial budget deficit of $8.9 billion projected for this year, Arneson said that needed to be more top of mind. "We cannot have an endless debt, there are limits to this," she said. In addition to environmental issues and climate change mitigation, Arneson spoke about the importance of seniors' issues and working with multiple levels of government. Dykeman fielded questions on local housing, education, and business, among other issues. "Our government has an understanding that, absolutely, businesses need the environment to grow," Dykeman said. She also emphasized the more than 1,000 new units of housing in the works for Langley Township under the BC Builds program in partnership with the municipality. "The new modular additions to local schools, one just opened, two more are planned in Langley, also came up. We don't just need more schools, we need more school spaces immediately," said the former school board chair. Dykeman said more needed to be done, but she was thrilled to see the rate of expansion. The chamber will also hold a similar event for the Langley-Abbotsford riding at 6 p.m. Wednesday, October 2, at the Alder Grove Heritage Hall at 301527 3 Street.